Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Ksubas, Daf Samech Beis, the fifth parak, Af Al Pi. The Zichud Maseches Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the three dots we're going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Samech Af Amud Beis stated, HaTalmidim Yotzim LaTalmud Torah Shelo Berishus Shloshim Yom. Talmidim may leave their wives to learn Torah without permission for 30 days. The Gemara asks, if one does have permission from his wife, for how long is it proper to leave? Rav said, Chodesh Kan v'Chodesh Mabayis, 1 month here in Yeshiva, and 1 month at home. For the Pasuk states, who served the king in all matters of the divisions, who entered service and left, Chodesh b'Chodesh kol Chadshi Hashana, month by month in all the months of the year. Rashi explains that Rav learns from these extra words that there were groups that rotated on a monthly basis, and Rav infers that this is proper conduct from a Talmud Chacham leaving home. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Chodesh Kan v'Shnayim b'Beiso, 1 month in Yeshiva and 2 months at home. For the Pasuk states, for a month they would be in Lebanon and for 2 months at home. The Gemara explains that Rav did not use this pasuk, for building the temple is different because it could be done by others. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold a Rav's pasuk, since for one who works for a king, he makes a considerable profit. Rashi explains that his mind will not mind his going every month, since he'll bring home sizable earnings. But the wife of a Talmud Chacham might feel she has nothing to gain from Rasman's mitzvah. Pointing to the Mishnah had stated, Chamarim achas b'Shabbos, hagamalim achas l'shoshim yom. Donkey drivers must have relations with their wives once a week, and camel drivers once every 30 days. Rashi explains that donkey drivers would travel to the villages to bring grain to sell in the market, and camel drivers would bring goods from distant places. Rabbi Rav Chanan asked the Baya, if a donkey driver wanted to become a camel driver, what's the halacha, since this will change the frequency of his having relations with his wife? Rashi explains that if women generally prefer intimacy over wealth, then the wife can object, but if wealth is generally more important to women, then she cannot object even if she says that she prefers intimacy. Abai answered, a woman prefers a cov and intimacy over 10 kabin and abstinence. And point number 3, the Gemara asks, Ona shel Talmud Chachamim Emas, when is the time for marital relations for Talmud Chachamim? Rav Yehuda said in Neim Shmuel, from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, referring to Shabbos night. Rashi explains that this is a time of Tanuk Shvisa Vahanasa Guf, pleasure, rest, and physical enjoyment. The Gemara brings a pasuk from the first Perek in Tehillim that says that one who is constantly involved in learning is like a tree, a shapirio yitam bi'ito, that gives its fruit in its proper time. Rav Yehuda said, and some say it was Rav Huna or Rav Nachman, Zeh Meshamesh Mitasme Erev Shabbos Le'Erev Shabbos. This refers to one who has marital relations from Shabbos Eve to Shabbos Eve. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Alf Amud Beis stated, HaTalmidim Yotzim HaTalmud Torah Shel Bereshus Shoshim Yom. Talmidim may leave their wives to learn Torah without permission for 30 days. The Gemara asks, if one does have permission from his wife, for how long is it proper to leave? Rav said, Chodesh Kan v'Chodesh Mabayis, 1 month here in Yeshiva and 1 month at home. For the Pasuk states, who served the king in all matters of the divisions, who entered service and left, Chodesh b'Chodesh kol Chadshi Hashana, month by month in all the months of the year. Rashi explains that Rav learns from these extra words that there were groups that rotated on a monthly basis, and Rav infers that this is proper conduct from a Talmud Chacham leaving home. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Chodesh Kan v'Shnayim b'Beiso, 1 month in Yeshiva and 2 months at home. For the Pasuk states, Chodesh Yihu b'Levanon Shnayim Chodashim b'Beiso, for a month they would be in Lebanon and for 2 months at home. The Gemara explains that Rav did not use this pasuk, for building the temple is different because it could be done by others. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold a Rav's pasuk, since for one who works for a king, he makes a considerable profit. Rashi explains that his mind will not mind his going every month, since he'll bring home sizable earnings. But the wife of a Talmud Chacham might feel she has nothing to gain from Rasman's mitzvah. Pointing to the Mishnah had stated, Chamarim achas b'Shabbos, hagamalim achas l'shoshim yom. Donkey drivers must have relations with their wives once a week, and camel drivers once every 30 days. Rashi explains that donkey drivers would travel to the villages to bring grain to sell in the market, and camel drivers would bring goods from distant places. Rabbi Rav Chanan asked the Baya, if a donkey driver wanted to become a camel driver, what's the halacha, since this will change the frequency of his having relations with his wife? Rashi explains that if women generally prefer intimacy over wealth, then the wife can object, but if wealth is generally more important to women, then she cannot object even if she says that she prefers intimacy. Abai answered, a woman prefers a cov and intimacy over 10 kabin and abstinence. And point number 3, the Gemara asks, Ona shel Talmud Chachamim Emas, when is the time for marital relations for Talmud Chachamim? Rav Yehuda said in Neim Shmuel, from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, referring to Shabbos night. Rashi explains that this is a time of Tanuk Shvisa Vahanasa Guf, pleasure, rest, and physical enjoyment. The Gemara brings a pasuk from the first Perek in Tehillim that says that one who is constantly involved in learning is like a tree, a shapirio yitam bi'ito, that gives its fruit in its proper time. Rav Yehuda said, and some say it was Rav Huna or Rav Nachman, Zeh Meshamesh Mitasme Erev Shabbos Le'Erev Shabbos. This refers to one who has marital relations from Shabbos Eve to Shabbos Eve. All right, so now we go to a Simur Dav Samach Beis, and our standard simon is a submarine. A submarine. So here goes. This submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash. And the donkey driver, who had a hard enough time trying to convince his wife to let him become a camel driver, told them to stop marketing to Talmid Chachamim, who liked to be home Friday nights. Once again, it's a motion. This submarine company, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis, submarine. The submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Alef Amud Beis stated how Talmidim Yotzim the Talmud Torah Shelo Berishus Shloshim Yom, Talmidim may leave their wives to learn Torah without permission for 30 days. Gemara asks, if one does have permission from his wife, how long is it proper to leave? Rav said, Chodesh Kan v'Chodesh B'Bai, one month here in Yeshiva and one month at home, based on the fact that those who serve the king rotated on a monthly basis. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Chodesh Kan v'Shnayim B'Baisa, one month in Yeshiva and 2 months at home, based on the fact that those involved in building the temple left for 1 month and stayed home for two. So the submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash. And the donkey driver, who had a hard enough time trying to convince his wife to let him become a camel driver, which reminds us, Rabbi Rav Hanan asked the Baya, Chomber Benasa Gamo Mai, if a donkey driver wanted to become a camel driver, what's the halacha? Since this will change the frequency of his having relations with his wife from once a week to once a month. Abaya answered, wrote to Ish Bakabatifus Masar Kabim Uprishos. A woman prefers a kav, an intimacy, over 10 kabim, an abstinence. So the submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash, and the donkey driver, who had a hard enough time trying to convince his wife to let him become a camel driver, told him to stop marketing to Talmid Chachamim, who liked to be home Friday nights. Which reminds the Gemara, as Onan Shel Talmid Chachamim Amos, when is the time for marital relations for Talmid Chachamim? Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, referring to Shabbos night. Rashi explains that this is a time of Tanug Shvisa Vahanas Aguf, pleasure, rest, and physical enjoyment. So once again, the submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up in trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash, and the donkey driver, who had a hard enough time trying to convince his wife to let him become a camel driver, told him to stop marketing to Talmid Chachamim, who liked to be home Friday nights. All right, now it's time for Four Blot Back Chazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. When Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, HaKohen Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, that must be one of Nun Ches. When Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, HaKohen, who was giving his bas Kohen Arusa 50% chun and 50% truma, which reminds us, Abai said that the malchokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva regarding how much truma one can feed as Arusa is dealing with a bas Kohen married to a Kohen, but with a bas Yisrael as Mukadesh to a Kohen. Everybody agrees it must be half chulin, half truma. And Rashi explains that a bas Kohen knows a truma must be sold when she's tamei, but a bas Yisrael is not familiar with this. Therefore, Rabbi Tarfon would agree that she be given half her food from chulin. Abai also said that malchukas only applies to an arusa, but everybody agrees that an asua must have half her food from chulin. Rashi explains that arusa's father, who is a Kohen, can sell the truma for her, but if for an asua, referring to a wife who eats separately from her husband, it would be immodest for her to go out to the marketplace to sell truma. So when Noach Goldberg the zookeeper HaKohen, who was giving his bas Kohen Arusa 50% chun and 50% truma, told her he had to stop giving until the chuppah because bedikas chutz loshma bedika, which reminds us, the Mishnah said regarding a husband feeding his Arusa truma zomish mishona. This was the original teaching, but a basin that came after them said that a woman may not eat truma until she enters the chuppah. And the Gemara asks what the difference is between the first and latter ruling according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who said the first ruling was because of simpon and permitted her to eat after 12 months, and the latter ruling, which was because of simpon, that prohibits her to eat truma until chuppah. And answers that the difference is bedikas chutz, whether a superficial examination, which is an examination done by female relatives and not himself, is sufficient to eliminate the possibility of a defect. The original Beis Din held Bedikas Chutz Shma Bedika, and the latter Beis Din held Bedikas Chutz Lo Shma Bedika. So when Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, a Kohen, who was giving his Bas Kohen Arusa 50% Chulin and 50% Truma, told her he had to stop giving until the Chuppah because Bedikas Chutz Lo Shma Bedika, she responded she'd rather not be supported from him at all and will keep her own earnings. Which reminds us, a woman may say to her husband, I will not be supported by you, and I'll not work and give you my earnings, because when the Rabbanim are talking that a husband must support his wife, and she must work and give him her earnings, the primary purpose of the Takana was the food support of the wife, and the husband's right to her earnings is to prevent his ill will to her, that he's supporting her and not receiving her earnings in return. Therefore, since the Takana was for her benefit, she's within her rights to refuse support and keep her earnings. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simmer Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. After the knight's first wife, knight, that must move on Daf Nun Tes. After the knight's first wife's surplus earnings only became hektish after her death, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis stated regarding a husband being Makdish Hamosa, his wife's surplus earnings. Rav Meir says they're hektish, and Rav Yochanan Sandra says they remain chuan. The Gemara asks when they become hektish, according to Rav Meir, and Rav and Shmuel both say Mosu Achamisa. The surplus becomes hektish after the wife's death, when the husband inherits her possessions. And Rav Ada Bar Ava says Mos Mechaim Kadosh. The surplus becomes hektish while she's still alive. So after the knight's first wife's surplus earnings only became hektish after her death, he tried to find a new wife who would grind, bake, and shine his armor. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the seven malachos a wife must do for her husband, such as grind the grain into flour, bake the bread, and launder the clothing, and how she reduces her workload depending on how many shifchot she brings into the marriage. So after the knight's first wife's surplus earnings only became hektish after her death, he tried to find a new wife who would grind, bake, and shine his armor, but only found a princess high up in a castle who told him a wife is only for beauty. Which reminds us, the Gemara notes, our Mishnah is not in accordance with Bechiah, who taught in a Braisa, Ein Isha Elo Yofi, Ein Isha Elo Banim. A wife is only for beauty, a wife is only for children. Tosas explains that this means that she doesn't grind, bake, or nurse, which negatively impact her beauty, but she must still work with wool, for she must work and give her earnings to him in exchange for support. Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The happy little babies who got smiley face stickers, that must be more on Daf Samach. The happy little babies who got smiley face stickers when they began to recognize their mothers for nursing, which reminds us, a Bryson Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis taught that if a woman took a vow not to nurse her baby, and then she got divorced, her husband cannot force her to nurse the child. But if the baby recognizes her and refuses to nurse from someone else, he pays her wages and forces her to nurse the child because of the danger to the child's life. The Gemara here brings a machlokes of what age does a baby recognize its mother and refuse to nurse from someone else. So the happy little babies got smiley face stickers when they began to recognize their mothers for nursing. Overheard a child who resumed nursing after 24 months complain his milk was like a sheket, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa according to Eliezer, an infant may continue nursing until he's 24 months old, mikan me'elach kiyonik sheket. From then on, it's like consuming an abominable thing, meaning it's rabbinically forbidden. Rabbi Yeshua says, afil ba'arba v'chamesh shanim, a child may nurse for even 4 or 5 years. However, if he stopped nursing after 24 months and then resumed, it's like nursing an abominable thing. So the happy little babies who got smiley face stickers when they began to recognize their mothers for nursing, overheard a child who resumed nursing after 24 months complain his milk was like a sheket, and saw his parents rush to hire a wet nurse who told her not to eat foods harmful to the milk. Which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce regarding a hired wet nurse, if they gave her a child to nurse, she may not nurse her child or her friend's child together with him. If the mother child stipulated to supply her with a little food, she eats a lot in order to produce sufficient milk for the child, and she may not eat things that are detrimental to the milk, such as hops, grain sproutings, and small fish. Daf Samachov. So the Simmer Daf Samachov is a song we use a magician doing the saw a person in half trick. So here goes. When the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half, magician being sawed in half, that must be more on Daf Samach Aleph. When the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, which reminds us, the question was asked, what is the halacha if a husband says to nurse and the wife says not to nurse? Wherever it's her family's custom not to nurse, we definitely listen to her. But what is the halacha if it's her family's custom to nurse and his family's custom not to nurse? The Gemara answers from the following brisa that taught, a wife rises to her husband's financial status in marriage, but she doesn't descend to it. Therefore, we listen to her, and she does not need to nurse. Two different sources are brought for the concept of So when the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, she also magically produced and then served tasty meat and aromatic old wine that he could only eat and drink later, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Hananya said in the name of Huna, HaKol Mashmi Fnei HaShamash Chutz Mebas V'Yayin. All foods may be withheld from the waiter, which Rashi explains to mean that they may be eaten by others in front of him and delayed in giving it to him until after the meal, except for meat and wine. Rashi explains that they must be served to him during the meal, for having to wait will cause him suffering. So, when the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, she also magically produced and then served tasty meat and aromatic old wine that he could only eat and drink later, so he would learn his lesson to never prohibit himself to her again. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamadir is ishto mitashmi shamita. If one makes a vow prohibiting his wife from having marital relations with him, Beishamai say that if the term was up to shtei shabbasos, 2 weeks, then he doesn't need to divorce her. Beisila say that if the term was no longer than shabbos achas, 1 week, he does not need to divorce her. The Gemara explains that Beishamai derived their source from Yoledes Nekeba, a woman who gives birth to a female, where marital relations are prohibited for 2 weeks. Rashi explains that since the Torah mandates abstaining for 2 weeks, this is not an offense to force a husband to divorce. The Gemara clarifies that Beisila's source is Anita, where marital relations are prohibited for a week. All right, so now it's time to conclude with the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf have a question of what the halacha is if the husband wants his wife to nurse, but she doesn't want to? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding how long Talmidim may leave to the Beis Midrash when they have permission from their wives? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn? If a child resumes nursing after 24 months, it's like Yonik Sheketz, nursing an abominable thing. That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn? Both a young girl and her father can delay the chasna. That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn? The time for Talmid Chachamim to have marital relations is Leil Shabbos. That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have in Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding how long one is permitted to abstain from his wife before being required to divorce her? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have in Machlokes at what age a baby recognizes its mother and refuses to nurse from someone else? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss with the halacha is if a donkey driver wants to become a camel driver, and we learn Rotzi Ish Bekava Tifus Ma'asar Kabin Uprishas. That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn Rabbi Meir holds? Aksuba is the derisa, which is why the chasen cannot reduce the aksuba payment. That's on daf Nun Vav. Good. And number 10. Which of the one is not permitted to withhold fatty meat and old wine before a waiter while the food is being served to others because it will cause him suffering? That's on daf Samachov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.